don't mean I'm blind. Perhaps there's a thing or two I think of lying in bed I shouldn't have said, but there it is. See, it's all clear. You are meant to be here from the beginning. Maybe I might have changed, not been so cruel, not being such a fool. Whatever was done is done. I just can't recall. It doesn't matter at all. You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here.
Laguna's FM station, KX93.5. I'm Don Damari. This is the Groove Express. You just heard a request, and that was for a listener in Uruguay, and he wanted to hear from the beginning. So we have our special guest here, Robert Stephan. Hi, Robert. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
It's great to see you, and you have like really cool gear, like I was saying, and I'm excited to hear the music.
Yeah,
the gear setup is pretty cool. Like, seriously. You could have a radio show.
Wednesday at 11, Tyler. I'm lobbying live. Wednesday at 11. Yeah, I don't know about the songs, but the gear is sure cool.
It is. Yeah, I took some pictures of it. I'm going to post it. It looks like it's from the 50s. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it controls the sound and make it sound cool. So how long have you been into that side of
gear?
Like the sound, like, yeah, and gear. And
I'm just fascinated by what makes things sound the way they do, you know, and so if I can find it, you know, a researcher to control it, then I want to, you know. I wish I could do that with things like ambulances and stuff, but I can't.
Right. So, Robert, you're from San Juan Capistrano, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I like it there. And how long have you lived there?
Well, I was born in Orange, grew up in San Juan Capistrano, and spent 10 years on the East Coast and 3 years in Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah.
So, what made you come back?
Family.
Yeah, that's always a good reason.
My family's there. My nephews, my niece. Hi, happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, listeners.
My high school friends are there.
Yes. Oh, yeah, those are your friends from high school.
This is one of my friends from high school. We were in marching band together.
Oh, cool. So, that's awesome. You have your friends and they're here to support. So, when did you start playing music and was the guitar your first instrument?
I think drums. I think drums were my first instrument.
Oh, drums. You started banging on the drums. And
yeah, well, Tupperware.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But there was always records playing, and my dad played banjo and bass and guitar, still does. And so I just always watched, you know, and observed that and thought, I want to do that, you know?
Were you like in any bands when you were younger?
Yeah, I had my first band in seventh grade with some friends local in San Clemente.
Oh, nice.
And we played a birthday party. That was our big gig.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I think I got shut down.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was just too wild. You guys were great then. You shut down the party too loud.
Yeah, we turned it up as loud as we could. I mean, that's how we sound good.
That's
right?
Awesome.
And then high school, I had a band. We self-produced a cassette tape at that time in Huntington Beach.
Oh, cool.
And then I've played percussion with some different bands professionally, and then singing and stuff like that. I'm going to do a Stone Temple Pilots tribute in February in Long Beach at the Gas Lamp, the 28th, February 28th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to sing for
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. So Scott Weiland then.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Rob
Weiland. Yeah, I like that. Yes. There we go.
Rob
Weiland.
I'm going to lose some weight. No. We all make our choices, right? But I love his melodies and his voice. Gosh.
As far as like releases and recordings, I found some of your songs on Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
And did you release an EP?
No, it's a weird procrastination, which is an ongoing theme in my life. But it's like record, get excited, spend money, and then go do other things.
Right.
And so what's going to happen real soon is an actual physical entity, or at least digital entity, called an EP, like a full complete.
Yay.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be cool.
Thank you.
So you have some new material that you wanted to play for our listeners tonight, right?
I want to try it. Let's see what happens.
Oh, no, I think it'll be great. So what's the song called, and when did you record it? Like, what's it about?
It's not recorded, so this is
here it is.
Now.
Oh, this is a radio debut.
It is.
It is.
Radio debut.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And in general, and now it will be recorded on the podcast.
Yeah.
So,
and anyone out there that wants to steal it, please do. I've got a great attorney.
Okay.
And documented.
And what's the
Come
name
on,
of the
we gotta
song?
Make a living
what's the
here?
Name of the song?
What's the name of the song? What She Does.
And is it about anything in particular?
It's about what she does.
All right.
And how well she does it. And who she does it to.
All right. Well, let's hear that.
Okay. We going now?
All right. Yep. Live on the Groove Express.
Okay.
Robert Steffen.
Thank you. Cool. What she does is soon to set me free.
what she does, is a mystery to me. What she does, is soon to set me free. What she does, is a mystery to me. What she does, inspires to
That was amazing. I was just sending out a tweet that you were playing live just so people could tune in.
Well, thanks.
Got at the end of that song. That was a really great song. So thanks for sticking around. Robert Stephan, that was an incredible song. It was called What She Does.
What She Does.
It was really, really good. And that's a new song. That was the debut, and it's on the podcast.
It's on the podcast.
It's recorded now.
As soon as I get to the studio.
Awesome. So you're going to, do you have any studios? Have you ever worked like with studio, like recording anything? Or do you have any ideas of?
I do. Yeah. I would love to go away to do it, like Sedona or Sebastopol. I'd love to find an analog studio, someone that just doesn't want to conform.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Sit up there with really expensive microphones and really good coffee and good air and mountains and ocean
and
just have fun.
I wonder if there's any like that. I'm sure there's something.
There's got to be.
Or you could, or somebody could make one.
Yeah, if you know of any, send an email in, will you?
That sounds great. So
I heard Tom Waits has his own studio in Sebastopol. I wonder if I can meet him that way.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe he has a studio. Maybe I'll let you record it there.
Maybe
and then you can stop, then you won't procrastinate. And you'll
no more procrastination.
It.
Yeah. I got someone on my back now.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you want to play another song?
I'd love to.
All right, what's this one called?
This one is called It Is What It Is.
All right.
Because it is. Now, how are levels? This is going to be too loud.
Well, I can turn that. Yeah, I'll definitely just adjust that as we
That's
we
all right.
Go. Oh, yeah. It's good.
Okay.
So,
check
here
one,
it is.
Two. Whoa,
it's
whoa, whoa.
What it is?
What it is.
On KX 93.5.
Yeah. Hey, now. No glue for my worn out shoes. Rain falling down, singing warm and blue. Boss man said, you're off today. Feel like I'd rather just go far, far away. Like I always say, it is what it is. Nothing.
That was really good. The reason you can only hear me clapping, I'm not the only one in here. Your friends, your high school friends are here, but I don't have mics on there. on their applause, but we were all applauding. That was really good. It is what it is.
Very much. It is what it is. And I got to remember that even when the hands are cold and doing what they're doing.
So any reason why, any memories about writing that song?
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly where it came from. I was working in a restaurant, and I had this busboy, who was great. He was really funny, really educated, moved to this country, and he worked very hard, but he would always say, "It is what it is.
Really?
Es lo que es." He would always say, and we would always laugh about it because, you know, some days are better than others, and some people are better than others, and some tips are better than others, you know. And that was kind of like the way we got through really long hours. We worked very, very long hours. And so that's where that came from. And I said, you know what? I'm writing a song called It Is What It Is. And he's like, no way. You know, I was like, no way. Definitely, I am. And I did.
There you go.
And there it is.
And there you go.
What it is.
It was a great song.
Thank you. That one is on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
See, so you did record something.
That one is recorded. That one's on Amazon. And that was recorded.
Okay. So when did you record this?
I recorded it. It actually was released on Valentine's Day.
Of last year.
Oh, yeah, of this year, right.
Yeah, right. Aww.
And Tom Hopkins sort of executive produced it. We had Tara Taylor singing on that. And those two are some of my favorite people. Awesome, awesome talent. So they're on that recording playing guitar and singing. And I think she's up for a Grammy this year.
Oh, nice.
So right good on. People.
Yeah, cool. And you can get that on Amazon.
Amazon. Robert Stephan, what it is.
Robert Stephan, what it is. All right.
Yeah, I can talk. I can play. Sure, I'll play another one.
All right, let's hear another one.
Let's say Happy Thanksgiving. We get to stop our busy lives and be with people
we love.
It
is nice, yeah. Do you cook usually the turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I'm definitely a cook.
Really?
Sure.
I baked a pie today.
You did? What kind?
To bring to my mom's. It's called lemon chess pie.
Did you bring any?
No. You can't touch it till tomorrow because it's for the Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
So, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. And thank you to our listeners and to the supporters and donors of KX93.5. All right, so what's the name of the song?
It's called 154, and it's named after the Highway 154 in Santa Barbara.
Right. It
goes above the Chumash.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens on this one.
All right, well, here it is on the Groove Express Show, KX93.5, Robert Stephan live.
Yesterday,
Right on. Yay. That was Robert Stephan live on the Groove Express show. And it was Highway 154.
Highway 154.
Well, speaking of, you know, travels and highways, do you have any, you know, memorable experiences touring just around, even just the SoCal area or anywhere else that you've played?
Oh, favorite show like a... Like
that
a,
you played or any like or anything.
Oh, favorite gig?
Yeah.
I have a favorite theater memory. That one really stands out. So I went to acting school in New York.
Oh, that's
right
cool.
Right out of Saddleback. And I was so jazzed up on adrenaline for my very first play that I got paid for. It was in at La Mama Theater Company in New York City. And it was this play called The Quadroon Ball.
Okay.
And the premise was the quadroons are an eighth black. And in Louisiana, I think around the turn of the century, like in the 1800s, it was very popular for quadroons and, I'm sorry, I said eighth. Quadroon is a quarter.
Yeah. Okay, but that's okay. You know, I didn't actually catch that, actually. Wow. We could have just gone with that.
Quarter black. Octoroons are an eighth black.
Okay.
And the royalty of France at the time would seek out women that were a quarter or an eighth black as, like, exotic prizes.
Right.
I digress, but bear with me here. We get some.
Okay.
So I played the prince, the son of a French aristocrat that married a black woman.
Okay.
And all the racial tension in that.
Right.
So I was so jazzed up that I literally was backing up in a scene, which you should never back up, right?
Right.
And I fell off the stage.
Oh.
Into the curtains. Didn't get hurt, nothing like that. Got back up. But it was like, wow, you're not cool.
No, you got back up and you just rolled with it. Then you're fine.
It's like, yeah, thank you. I do all my own stunts. Woo!
Yeah, there you go. It's part of the play. You'd say, didn't you read it? I mean, didn't you read the screenplay? It's in there.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, you know, fall off stage left.
Exit corner left.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the curtain.
Exactly.
Try not to take it with you.
Awesome. Do you do any acting anymore?
I haven't in a while. I'm talking with the director in Santa Barbara. We may bring some ideas to life, you know, or maybe a web series. It's a lot of fun. Anything with imagination to me keeps perspective.
Oh,
you know?
Excellent. Yeah.
Joy, stuff like that.
Great. All right, Robert Stephan. All right, any more songs? Or we have time for one more if you want to play one more. Or
okay.
All right, let's hear one more, and then we'll say bye. But it's been really nice to have you on the show.
It's been really nice to be on the show, and I want to thank you for having me.
All right, thank you. And you're welcome. And what's the name of the song?
It's called Bulletproof.
All right, Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Robert Stephan live on KX93.5.
Just a little while, say it's true. Please say it's so.
Robert Stephan, live on the Groove Express. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, where can listeners find out more about you? You have like Facebook, like a website.
Yeah, right now I have a Reverb Nation profile.
Okay.
But to make things really easy, I just ask people to look me up in Google.
Yeah, that's what I did. Well, somebody sent me the information.
Yeah.
Tony did. And yeah, then I Googled it.
It's easier because eventually I'll have my domain and a website and those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I keep saying Reverb Nation, Reverb Nation, Reverb Nation, then it's Reverb Nation, right?
Instead
of my content.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
I think it's a problem, you know, for musicians because content... There's a certain demographic of people that believe that's just to be free,
right?
When you put time and energy and a lot of money into doing it.
Yeah.
So the content should be source directed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, source. Go to the source.
Go to the source. Well, then they can find the out more.
Yeah.
So just Google you. Yeah. Robert Stephan. All right. Well, and are you going to be playing nearby anytime soon over the holidays or after the holidays?
There's some conversations right now. I don't have anything... locked at
all
the
right,
moment.
Cool.
But
well, when
a
you
lot
do,
of conversations. Yeah. I think
we'll,
something big
we'll
on
post
New Year's.
About
we'll see.
It. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll post about that. New Year's Eve. Not going to be playing with Common Sense.
No, Driftwood. I won't. But I think it's great that they're playing.
Yeah, the Driftwood
locally here.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be nice for people.
Shout
to go out
to my homies and all my friends at Driftwood Kitchen.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
And stop by anytime.
Thank you.
All right. We're gonna play a song by Jaguar Ma on the Groove Express Show, KX93.5.
To get around it. This is Bree Burgess Rosen from Lagunatics and No Square Theater, and I love KX93.5.
Skies above the color, and I knew I'd do
Generational Alt Rock in Laguna Beach. You just heard a song called Je Suis Prêt by Brooke Fraser. Actually, I think in French it would be Je Suis Prêt. I'm Dawn Damari. This is the Groove Express. And if you're looking for something to do after Thanksgiving, if you're around this weekend, there is Small Business Saturday this Saturday, November 29th. And there's going to be Jason Fetty is going to be at and broadcasting from the Sleepy Hollow Block Party. And that's at the Sleepy Hollow Business District. And that's Saturday, 2 to 4. And there's going to be food, giveaways, and music. And that's the Sleepy Hollow District is on South Coast Highway between Legion and Clio. And you can visit businesses like Personalities at Laguna Beach, Mystic Arts, Cherry Moon, Laguna Tattoo, Faux Pas Products at Air Gallery, and By Hand. So check that out. Saturday, 2 to 4, Jason Fetty will be broadcasting live, and the KX935 tent will be there. See you there. All right, we have a guest that just stopped by. Willie Ames is here.
Yeah.
Hi, Willie.
What's up?
Not much. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, also, if you're looking for something to do after Thanksgiving, not on Saturday, but before Saturday, which would be Friday.
All right, what are you going to do?
Bacon Strip Smackdown.
Oh, yeah, they're playing at the Harp, right?
Kick Butt Show at the Harp Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And yours truly will be singing a couple of AC/DC songs.
Oh, you're going to sing. All right on. Cool.
And so that's also something to check out.
Right. Check that out if you can go.
And then tonight, come down to Ocean Avenue.
Yeah, Ocean Avenue. Willie Ames, you're going to be.
I'll be opening the show for whatever band that Mr. Tony Cox has scheduled.
I think Robert Steffen, who played live here, I think he's going to be playing, and maybe someone else. I'm not sure, though. But you're opening. I'm gonna go. I'm going to hang out. I think a couple people are going to go. I like the food there, so I'm going to.
Yeah, and apparently tonight is a big night in
Laguna
Beach.
Yeah, apparently so.
Before Thanksgiving.
People go out to burn some calories before Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
So, what else is going on? What else are you going to be doing? Any other shows next week?
That's about it for now. I played Marine Room last night. Pretty good turnout there as well.
Cool.
And I don't think too much further ahead than a week from now.
That's good. All right. Well, check out Willie Ames tonight at Ocean Avenue. And on Friday at the Harp, he'll be singing AC/DC songs with Bacon Strip Smackdown.
Sweet.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to play a new song. This is by a band called Bourns, called Electric Love. It's brand new on the Groove Express Show, KX93.5.
Cool.
love on doesn't wrong. Sleeps all day, shout all night long. Get my own skin to other men. Off my money, it's gone again. It'll never change. Just stay the same. Oh, that's the name of the game. Ooh. Bad. I go to see her, she's already been had. She laughs at me, and walks away. Don't care about nothing, she knows I'll stay. It'll never change, just stay the same. Oh, that's the name of the game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let it go on. Oh, it's a band of me. Oh, and all night long. Cause she's a woman. She put a spell on me. I don't want her ever. Ever to set her free. She'll never change. Just stay the same. Oh, that's the name of the game. Oh, yeah.
This thing to call my own. Just one slip and it was gone. A minor flaw and then it fell. I brought this house down on myself.
I don't remember.
Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. You just heard some new Royks up. That was I Had This Thing on the Groove Express Show on KX93.5. So if you're looking for something to do tomorrow after Thanksgiving, by the way, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners and supporters of KX93.5. I hope you're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and it's a good time of year to be thankful. So I thank you for listening to the show and supporting KX93.5. Without you, we wouldn't be able to have this nonprofit station. So if you're looking for something to do after eating turkey and all the family is gone, come tomorrow to the Marine Room in Laguna Beach if you're in town. Because this month, the regular Sound the Sea concert series becomes KX Giving. And it's a sweatpants party. And seriously, people are recommended to wear sweatpants. So it's tomorrow from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Marine Room. Cover charge is $5 at the door. And it's a portion of your cover charge will be donated to Whole Foods Feed for More program. And that means you're going to be donating pantry and shelf-stable food items to the Laguna Food Bank. And tomorrow, the entertainment will be fun, because it's going to be Steve the Ruckus Whelan of the dance show Laguna Limelight. He is going to be DJing live. So check that out. It's going to be super fun. People from the station will be there and in their sweatpants. So check that out if you're going to be at the Marine Room. You're going to be in Laguna tomorrow. Well, right now we're going to play a song, a couple songs for you. Actually, I'm going to leave you now with a few songs, and I will be back next week. After me is Jazz Quest Radio. And they've got a good Thanksgiving show tonight, so stay tuned for that. And we're going to play a block of songs. You'll also hear the Flaming Lips in a couple songs from now, playing their version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, because they had a new album come out with Beatles covers, and it actually has Moby and even Miley Cyrus singing that. So check that out in a few minutes. But right now, I'm going to leave you with the Cherry Poppin' Daddies on KX93.5. Check out Jazz Quest.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and